Ok, entonces repitiendo,
sí.
Vamos a cubrir primera, segunda, tercera persona del singular, primera, segunda, tercera persona del plural. We are going to cover first, second, and third person singular, first, second, and third person plural. And we're going to have the verb querer. So we say, yo quiero ir al cine. So we got two verbs. Yo quiero, querer, ir, is another verb, to go. So I want to go. So we got, yo quiero ir al cine, tú quieres ir al cine, él quiere ir al cine, ella quiere ir al cine, nosotros queremos ir al cine, ustedes quieren ir al cine, ellos quieren ir al cine, ellas quieren ir al cine. Ok, ahora usted me ayuda, you help me, usted me ayuda, and then you go one at a time with each of them, at least do three. You already need al cine, so do the next three.
Oh, the al cine.
So, próximo tres.
Using al cine or something else.
And then you go, use three more. Al banco, a un restaurante, al correo.
Gotcha.
En uno, each of them.
Yo quiero ir al banco.
Okay.
Yo quiero...
No, now this one. Now this one.
Oh, tú quieres ir al banco.
Okay.
Él quiere ir al banco. Ella quiere ir al banco.
Okay.
Nosotros queremos ir al banco.
Okay.
Ustedes quieren ir al banco. Ellos quieren ir al banco, and ellas quieren ir al banco.
The next one.
Okay.
But we need that word.
Yo quiero ir a un restaurante.
Obviamente.
Sí.
Tú.
Tú quieres ir a un restaurante.
Muy bien.
Sí. Él quiere ir a un restaurante. Ella quiere ir a un restaurante. Nosotros queremos ir a un restaurante. Ustedes quieren ir a un restaurante. Ellos quieren ir a un restaurante. Ellas quieren ir a un restaurante.
Ok, el próximo. Está bien, está bien. Mi hermana, allá, hágame a un correo, al correo y al parque. He will do it. Al correo y al parque. To the post office and to the park.
Yo quiero ir al correo.
Muy bien.
Tú quieres ir al correo.
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 Ajá.
Él quiere ir al correo.
Ajá.
Ella quiere ir al correo. Nosotros queremos ir al correo.
Muy bien.
Ustedes quieren ir al correo. Ellos quieren ir al correo. Ellas quieren ir al correo.
Okay.
Yo quiero ir al parque.
Muy bien. Parque, beautiful.
Okay. Tú quieres ir al parque.
Yes.
Él quiere ir al parque.
Ella quiere ir al parque. Nosotros queremos ir al parque. Ustedes quieren ir al parque. Ellos quieren ir al parque. Ellas quieren ir al parque.
Muy bien. Now, right here. We take the next one. Now you're going to go al hotel y a la tienda. But now you're going to use yo necesito. Okay? Don't say yo quiero, but yo necesito ir. Okay? Go.
Yo necesito ir al
parque.
Hello.
Yo le bendiga. We have a couple of students? Or?
Yes.
Yes, good.
Al parque. No. Él necesita ir al parque.
Muy bien. Yo necesito ir al parque. Muy bien.
Él tú necesita ir al parque.
Muy bien.
Él necesita
ir
al parque.
Muy bien. This is it. Ella.
Ella necesita.
She needs
to go
here. Okay.
Al parque.
To the park. Al parque. Okay. First person sing the plural.
Nosotros.
Okay. Ir al parque.
Al parque.
Okay.
Ustedes.
Remember the pronunciation. A E I O U. That will never change.
Yeah.
Always stay the same. So if this is a, is a. If this is a, ella. If this is a, it's a. So if I say queremos, this is e, like double e, right? And if I say here quieren, this is o, like English. Yo. Nosotros. Always is o. If that never changes. For the rest of your life, O will be O. Never change it. It doesn't matter next to who it is. This is U, like UH. It will always be the same. So you say, wherever you find U, you say, ustedes. This is U. Ustedes. Okay? We got no problem with that. All right. Just a reminder for the pronunciation. And you got the last one? Ella, you already did that?
Yes, I did that.
Okay. We are for ellos.
Ellos.
Okay. Ellos.
Ellos. Al parque.
Necesitan ir al parque.
Yeah.
Okay, you are using necesito, right? Yeah. Okay. And what about ellas? That's ella. This is third person, plural. They. But they, in English we only have they for both genders. This is male and female. So ellos is they, but male. Ella, female, in plural. Right? Ella, which is the plural of this, and this is the plural of el, third person singular. Okay? So we got I, you, he, or she, we, you, they. Except that we have they for male and they for female. We got L for male, he or she for female, right? We got that in English.
You use the third person singular, so for each,
which is law. I don't want to confuse you right now, but we use the word law,
L-O,
which is neutral, such as lo bueno. You know, whatever is good, lo bueno, and lo malo, okay? Lo dulce, whatever is sweet, but it's not female or male, okay? Okay, so we have that. All right.
I am a little hung up on between Esther, when to use Esther,
yes, that
and
will
when
come,
to use...
We haven't got there, but
yes.
When it's in terms of being, yo soy, I am, right?
Yo soy.
No, but if you are somewhere, then yo estoy.
Sí.
All right? So if yo estoy sentado, you cannot say yo soy sentado, because that's not what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are, you know, who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yo soy un hombre. Mm-hmm. Usted es una mujer.
Mm-hmm.
You are a woman. That's something that you are. Now, where are you? Tú estás sentada. You are sitting, right? Tú estás de pie, parada. Okay? So you use it whenever it's a matter of being. Yo soy.
Soy.
Okay.
So it is
to be, but of being.
Yes.
Not
I
to
am.
Be someplace.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so. Like if you say, me llamo.
Es Dorotea.
Me llamo Dorotea.
Sí.
Yo soy Dorotea. Dorotea. Right?
Sí.
So if you are, you are Dorotea. You cannot estar Dorotea.
Mm.
You see? All right, if you say, yo estoy. It's a matter of being in a particular place or a state.
Mm.
Yo estoy bien. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bien.
Yo estoy muy bien. Right?
Mm.
Yo estoy bien, gracias. I am well. But that's a matter of being. Yo estoy. You see, but being in a state of wellness or opposite. All right? So we got that. All right. So we have the second page. We are getting in the second page of the little package. And I want to get every one of those persons. We want to practice. This is how you are going to use the pronouns to conjugate every Spanish verb. Right? So we want to make sure that we know this by heart. Yo, tú, él, ella. Nosotros, ustedes, ellos, ellas. Okay? Good. All right, and everybody here is moving forward. Okay, can you give me those pronouns right here, mi hermano?
Yo, tú, él, ella, a nosotros, ustedes, ellos, ellas.
Muy bien. Allá.
Yes. Yo, tú, él, ella, nosotros, ustedes, ellos.
Ellos?
Ellas.
Okay. About in the middle over there. Quick. You can do that very quick. Go ahead. In loud.
Yo, tú, él, ella, nosotros, ustedes, ellos, ellas.
Good.
Professor.
Please.
Under él and ella, could you say usted? Usted, as well if you're...
Ustedes.
Ustedes. Singular for...
You could
or
say usted, yes, or two.
Two or
this is,
dead.
When you use two, it's informal.
Yeah,
if you use usted, you could use usted formally.
Okay.
Normally you will use that with persons that are, you know, elderly. But over here we don't have any of those people. All right. So we eliminated that. All right. Don't let them know because, you know, sometimes they take me glasses and they don't know it. All right. So, we have... Any questions so far? Now, you see in the group one of your page, it says, yo quiero, él, ella quiere, usted quiere. Right? So, that's what that means is we are going to conjugate the verb to want. Right? So I want, you want, he wants, you know, and so on. So we would say, yo quiero, tú quieres, él quiere. But we want to connect to another verb in group two. And you see, can you read those verbs there?
Yo quiero ir.
Ajá, yo quiero ir. And then we can connect it to al cine. What else? Give me all of them quickly.
Él quiere ir al banco.
Uh-huh.
Ella quiere ir al banco. Ustedes okay. quieren ir al banco. Yo quiero ir a un restaurante.
Uh-huh.
Él quiere ir a un restaurante. Ella quiere ir a un restaurante.
Okay, now pick up on yo necesito, which is I need, right?
Yo necesito caminar al parque.
Okay.
Él necesita
okay.
Caminar al parque.
Okay.
Ella necesita caminar al parque. Mm-hmm. Ustedes necesitan caminar al parque.
Uh-huh. Ellos.
Oh. Ellos. Necesitan. Caminar al parque.
Muy bien.
Ellas
uh-huh.
necesitan caminar al parque.
Muy bien. Okay. All right. So now I have the other one. Yo tengo. I have to.
Yeah.
Yo tengo. So you could say the same thing starting with yo tengo. I have to go somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
And then so you will say yo tengo que ir. Right? Yo tengo que ir al cine. To the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yo tengo
que
caminar al banco. Yo tengo que correr a un restaurante.
Okay.
Yo tengo que tomar un taxi. ¿Cuándo tiene usted que tomar un taxi? When do you have to take a taxi? ¿Cuándo?
¿Cuándo?
Look, you see the list of group 3 in the bottom part? I need to learn this, that you learn this now.
Hoy.
Meaning?
Today.
Today. Right. How about mañana?
Tomorrow.
Esta noche.
Tonight.
Ahora.
Now.
No.
Let me tell you something about ahora that you will hear with some people that come from Central America. You won't have that big deal. But South America, you do have a problem because we say ahora. That means right now.
Right now.
They say, ahorita, meaning right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when they say, ahora, means, take your time. Okay, but that's what they understand.
Yeah.
They were born like that. So remember that, you're going to hear that a lot. Ahorita,
ahorita,
and that means right now. Mm-hmm. And ahora means later, or in South America.
Pronto.
If you talk about Puerto Rican, Dominican, and Mexican, Cuban, all of these people in Central America. If you say ahora, it's right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have here. Okay, so ahora. What about luego?
Later.
Yes. En una hora. En dos horas.
In 2 hours.
En tres horas.
In 3 hours.
En 30 horas.
In 30 minutes, or 30 hours.
Hora, 30 horas. En 5 minutos.
Five minutes.
Okay, so we got that, right?
Sí.
And we know the numbers very well. You already took that class, and you know the number all the way to 1,000,000.
You're
going to have to start learning to count to 1,000,000 because with the new president that is 1,000,000, maybe he gives everybody $1,000,000. Okay.
Don't hold your breath.
All right. So here we go. Somebody else. Anybody volunteer to do this? I haven't done it yet.
With
today, tomorrow, and everything. Volunteer.
Okay.
Joe? Everybody, can we remember this? Because this is so important. To remember in our mind and be able to repeat it. Because this is going to be the base of almost everything in Spanish. You're going to be able to conjugate. All you need is 16 verbs that we're going to be giving over here mainly. But we've got to know this by heart. Yo, tú, él, nosotros, ustedes, Ellos. Okay? Yes. Okay, one at a time. Right here. Dorotea.
Sí. Yo tengo que tomar un taxi hoy.
Okay.
Ella.
Tú.
Sí.
Now let's go with each of these. Hold on, wait. You already said to tomar hoy, right? Yo tengo que tomar un taxi hoy, which is the last of group two. So let's finish that one all the way down with every conjugation.
Okay.
Tú.
I'm trying to get my head here together.
Tú tienes que tomar.
Tú tienes tomar un taxi.
¿Qué tomar un taxi? ¿Cuándo? Tú tienes que tomar un taxi
mañana.
Mañana.
Él tiene que un taxi.
Que tomar. Don't forget the verb tomar.
Yes, that's another
story. Yeah. But listen to this. When you're looking at this, you don't have to see, yo tengo que tomar un taxi. You don't have to read it anymore. Now you've got it over here. So you say, yo tengo que tomar un taxi hoy. Tú tienes que tomar un taxi mañana. Él tiene que tomar un taxi esta noche. Nosotros tenemos que tomar un taxi ahora. Ellos tienen que tomar un taxi luego. Ella tiene que tomar un taxi en 5 minutos. Right? So you can just go as long as you remember. ¿Cuánto está a mí? Yo tengo que tomar un taxi. ¿Cuánto está a mí? I have to take a taxi. Right? So yo tengo que tomar un taxi. We got it right here on the group A, the group one. I have to. Yo tengo que. Now when you say to take a taxi, you say tomar un taxi. So if you connect those two, yo tengo que tomar un taxi. Now you are going to go to group three and you're going to say hoy, mañana, esta noche, ahora. Okay? Does this make sense? We got new students here, and how do you feel? Is this going too fast?
A little bit.
Maybe you can. Can you pronounce them? Oh wow, that's beautiful. And now, can you complete that sentence? Yo quiero tomar un taxi, and then see if you can finish with hoy all the way down. Yo quiero tomar un taxi. Then you're going to be able to use hoy, mañana, and so on. So we want you to conjugate each of them. Yo.
Yo quiero tomar un taxi hoy.
Uh-huh.
Él quiere tomar un taxi mañana.
Uh-huh. Nosotros.
Nosotros.
Right here.
Queremos.
Queremos. ¿Qué?
Queremos.
Ni usos usamos. Queremos.
Queremos.
Nosotros queremos tomar un taxi
esta noche.
¿Ustedes
quieren tomar un taxi ahora?
Ajá.
Ellos quieren tomar un taxi luego.
Ok. ¿Ella?
Ella.
Ella. Ya.
Ella.
Ajá. Ella.
Ellas quieren tomar un taxi en una hora.
Ok, muy bien. That's good. Y mi hermana al lado de ti. Let's try here. Yo.
Yo.
Tú.
Tú.
Él.
Él.
Ella.
Ella.
Good. Nosotros.
Nosotros.
Ustedes.
Ustedes.
Ellos.
Ellos.
Ella.
Ella.
That's they. In female and male.
No.
I, you, he. Male and female. I, you, he, she. We. You. This is plural. They. But this they has in Spanish male and female. Okay? So, yo, tú, él, ella. Nosotros, ustedes, ellos, ellas. Right? Yo como pan. What does that mean?
I eat bread.
Okay, so if I say yo como pan. Spanish is so easy.
No.
If you say yo como pan, you know 500 words for eating articles, eating items. You just say yo como carne,
no
yo como
pan.
Sandwich, yo como arroz, yo como habichuela. You just Learn those words, connect them over here, and you say, with one verb, yo como, in present tense, and you just go all out. And you know all of them, thousands of words. So here we go, yo como pan, tú comes pan, él come pan, ella come pan, nosotros comemos pan, ustedes comen pan, ellos comen pan, ellas comen pan. Okay, now if you know that very well, ella come pan, she eats bread. With what? Come pan con carne.
Con carne.
With meat.
Con
carne. Right?
Con pollo.
Con pollo. Okay. Carne de pollo. Ella, pan con pollo.
Con pollo.
Okay. Pan.
Pan.
Con.
Con pollo.
Pollo. Right? So, and you can make up, you can find a bunch of things you eat, edible things. And you're just going to connect. Yo como, which is the verb to eat. Yo como pan, tú comes pan, él come pan, nosotros comemos pan. But if you're going to say pan con pollo, you just connect it. Yo como pan con pollo. Tú comes pan con pollo. Él come pan con pollo. And you keep going that way. All right? Okay, thank you. All right, so we have, just to remember these that are so important. You see what you have on top of group 3? To the movies, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say it in English and you say it in Spanish.
Okay.
To the movies.
Cine.
Okay, well, listen to all the others when you're here. Al cine, right? To the bank.
Al banco.
To a restaurant.
Al restaurante.
To the post office.
Al correo.
To the park.
Al
parque. To the hotel.
Al hotel.
You notice hotel, even though it has H doesn't sound in Spanish.
Al hotel.
So hotel.
Hotel.
Hotel. All right. To the store.
A la tienda.
To the home.
A la casa.
To the bathroom.
Al baño.
To the pool.
A la piscina.
Notice that. Piscina. Okay. To the office.
A la oficina.
A la oficina. Oficina. Remember too, in Spanish there is no word that you cannot pronounce. You have to pronounce every one and remember it. A, E, I, O, U. And that never changes. So we got O, P, C, Na. Right? You, like you can break it here, you break it here, and you break it here, but you're going to sound every one of them. O, P, C, N, right? Can you put, she came in, we can speak from her today. She just came in for the first time. Can you put a P here? If this is A, E, I, O, U, pronounce everything with P in front of each of them. She's doing. This is A. Okay.
P.
P. Like in four? Yes, two. Right. How about next to you? Okay. Now let's do with B, but quicker. With D. With D. Okay, you see, papetito pu, papetito tu. You see, you can do it. It sounds quick, but it's not quick. You pronounce everyone. Okay? So everywhere you find it, your tu, el. You see, it doesn't change. You will have the same letters. No, no. Ustedes. You see, u, ustedes. I, you have ki, quien, or ir. That's a tough one. Ir, remember ir? Yo quiero ir. Remember? Ir. Like double E. Ir. Ir. That's the verb to go. Okay? But this is the infinitive form of the verb to go. So, to go. Ir. In Spanish you say to go, ir. But then, when you are going, you're going to say, yo voy. I go. Tú vas, él va. But ir is only the infinitive form. Remember that.
So is it voy, vas?
Yo voy, voy, tú vas, él va, nosotros vamos, vamos, ustedes van. But we haven't got to the conjugation of verbs yet. We just want to make sure that we get the pronouns in order and that we remember them by heart, okay? So with your eyes closed, give me the pronouns. Right there. Close your eyes and give me this pronoun. Go ahead. With your eyes closed. If I can do it, you can do it.
Which pronoun?
All the pronouns, first, second, and third person. Yo, tu, él.
Yo, tu, él, ella.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Ellos, ella. Okay. Go ahead. Without looking at it.
Yo, tú, él, ella. Nosotros, ustedes, ellos, ellas.
Bien. You see? And it is good. Usted.
Él,
ella. Okay. Now we, how you say we? Nosotros.
Ustedes.
Uh-huh.
Ellos.
Ellos. Mi hermano aquí. All of them. Because you are the teacher around here.
Yo, tú, ella. Nosotros, ustedes, ellos, ellas.
Okay, allá atrás.
Yo, tú, él, ella. Nosotros,
nosotros, bien, muy bien. That is great. For next time, we got to remember this. Today was practice, but we need to learn this for this week. The entire week, you have to know this by heart and pronounce it correctly. Yo, tú, él, nosotros, ustedes, ellos. At least if you want to remember that ella goes there, but you don't have, at least get one of them when you are doing. Yo, tú, él, nosotros, ustedes, ellos.
¿Qué es nosotros somos?
We are.
Okay.
From the verb to be. We will do that. Okay. Okay? All right. We are supposed to do 30 days and you're supposed to be fluent. But you got to do the homework. That's all. If I give you the homework in 30 days and you do them, like, you know, she just gave me a sentence for each of the words that she got previously and she wrote it down. You got that over there? If she's flying because of that, she does her homework. That one. You see? She writes it down and she takes it home and she finds it in Google, whatever.
I mean, you cannot have a mistake.
Yes. Well, but you are learning from this mistake. Okay, look at that. This one is for today. You see? And she makes a sentence with each of the words that we have learned. So she takes it back home. He goes over, I'll take it, and I correct it. And you got to do that. If you don't do the homework, it's going to be a little longer. Maybe a year. Alright? So here we go. Now everybody's going to pronounce in Spanish the group three. I'm going to say it in English. To the movies. To the bank.
Al banco.
Al banco. To a restaurant.
A un restaurante.
To the post office.
Al correo.
To the park.
Al
parque. Remember the L most sound. Al
parque.
Okay. To the hotel.
Al hotel.
To the store.
Al la tienda.
To the home.
La casa.
To the bathroom.
Al baño.
To the pool.
La piscina.
To the office.
La oficina.
To work.
Al trabajo.
Okay, now in the bottom. Today.
Hoy.
Tomorrow.
Mañana.
Tonight.
En la noche.
Now.
Ahora.
Later.
Luego.
In an hour.
En una hora.
En una hora.
En una hora.
In 2 hours.
En 2 horas.
Okay. En 5 minutos. What does that mean?
En 5 minutes.
Good. All right.
Did you say
I said,
en dos horas.
En dos horas.
Plural,
both of them. Okay. In Spanish, you don't have single hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after 12 o'clock, you don't have single hour. Okay. You gotta be las una, a las dos, a las tres, a las cuatro, because those are hours after 12 o'clock. It continues. You have somebody that will say 1300 hours. So it's a lot of hours, right? 1400 hours, 2 o'clock. And you go, because it's hours after 12, it continues. All right. So we have verbs to go, to walk, to run, to take. All right, to take is tomar. Okay? If you hear, yo tomo agua, what does that mean?
I take water.
Okay, so if I say yo tomo agua, complete the verb. Go ahead, complete.
Yo tomo agua ahora.
Okay, no, but complete the conjugation.
Oh, okay.
Yo tomo agua. Now go ahead.
Tú tomas agua.
Okay.
Él toma agua.
Did you hear what she said correctly? When she said tú tomas, she added an S. Second person, in the singular, you have to add an S when you do the verb conjugation. Yo tomo, tú tomas, él toma, no él.
Okay?
Nosotros tomamos, ustedes toman, ellos toman. All right? Okay. So we have also the verb to walk, caminar. The infinitive form is caminar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I say yo camino, okay? Tú caminas, right? Él
camina.
Okay. And now we don't need to use this yo tú él. We don't need it no more because now you know it by heart.
Sí.
Right? So now we can say caminar, the infinitive form.
Caminar.
Right? Caminar. And that's infinitive form. But when you start conjugating this is equal to walk, right? So now I go. I walk.
Yo
camino. I won't write yo because now you remember.
Camino.
Tú?
Caminas.
Muy bien. Caminas. Él?
Camina.
Nosotros
caminamos.
Right? Ustedes
caminan.
Ellos caminan. All right? Okay. So you can see that. And this is all present tense. Right? So what goes here?
Yo.
Tú.
Él, ella. Nosotros, ustedes, ellos.
You see how simple it is? So imagine if you go home and you pick up 16 verbs that you can pick from Google, whatever, in your dictionary. You pick up, 16 verbs and you will put it here and you conjugate them. And they will have it conjugated already in Google. You just write the words conjugation in Spanish, which is almost the same as English conjugation. If the word ending T-I-O-N in Spanish is C-I-O-N. Simple. Alright? So you will find it. Conjugation, you write conjugación. Right? Conjugación.
Conjugación.
Because it's almost like English. You have it list already.
Conjugación.
English, that's all. Changes. And we got an accent here. So you remember, we put an accent on. On. Conjugación. Con, you see, the words here. Con, o. Hu, hu. Ga, a. Si, I. On, o. Okay? Conjugación. You have words, I need you to go over them in the third page. I need you to go over these words, learn them by heart, by next week, all of them. and make a sentence with each of them. Men's clothing, el abrigo. Los calcetines, calzoncillo, la camisa, la camiseta, el suspensorio, la corbata, la gorra. Women clothing, el algodón, la blusa, las blouses, la bolsa, la fiebre, some people call it like that, zipper, el cinturón, la falda, los guantes, las medias, plant, el árbol, el arbusto, el botón, el bombillo, el cactus, la flor, animals, la abeja, el alacrán, la scorpion, el alce, el águila, el anguila, la araña, la ardilla, la ardillita, el armadillo, el bisonte. You see, in every one of these words, remember the pronunciation, okay? I'll give you one that you will have no problem with, even though it has several accents. The last one, in the past, el baño.
El baño.
Okay, all of you together, say it in Spanish. Yes, those six that are there below, the back. El baño. In the bottom part of page 4. This, remember, the pages are one behind the other. So you got this, the second page, but, you know, the second sheet, but page 4. You see what it is? What it says, rooms, buildings, and places?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom part of the left? Everybody, let's repeat it right here.
Okay.
You got it. Okay. So let's go to the bottom part. El baño. Oh. La bañera. Repeat it. Repeat it with me. La bañera. You by yourself.
La bañera.
One more time.
La bañera.
Keep going. El botiquín. El botiquín. Notice that the U in king doesn't sound. Botiquín. La cañería. This is the five. How you say shampoo?
El shampoo.
Shampoo. Muy bien. Right. El cortinero. Curtain rod. El desagüe. Notice the U next to a vowel, the sound. You see, desagüe. But you gotta have those little dots sometimes. Desagüe. That is the drain. Okay? But you notice the U, that it has those tilde right on top, those two dots? Okay? So that's very important in order for us to pronounce that. Alright? So we say desagüe. On the right side, la esponja. Punch. Shower cap. How you say that?
El gorro de baño.
Muy bien. Toilet.
El excusado.
Soap.
El jabón.
Soap dish.
La jabonera.
Sink.
El lavamanos.
What does lavamanos mean?
To wash, be washing your hands. Wash
like
your
the hand washer, right?
Yeah.
But it's sink. The lavamanos is a sink. It's not a hand wash. But in Spanish we say, that's where you wash your hands. We say, lava manos, to wash your hands. Okay? Now let's do that again from la bañera home. You go and I'll listen.
La bañera.
Okay.
El botiquín.
Botiquín.
El botiquín.
Yes.
La bañería.
Yes.
El shampoo.
Shampoo.
El cocinero. El desagüe.
Muy bien. El desagüe. Muy bien.
La cuna mecedora.
No, you went on. Let's go to la esponja.
La esponja.
La esponja.
La esponja.
Sponge.
El gorro de baño.
Muy bien.
El excusado.
Okay. Soap.
El jabón.
Soap dish.
La jabonera.
Sink.
Lavamanos.
On the other page, shower.
La ducha.
La ducha. Good. The mirror.
El espejo.
Yes. The bathtub.
La tina.
Towel.
La toalla.
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 It sounds like Y-O-J. Yo, tu haya, even though it's double L, as it then sounds like wine. Okay? Tu haya.
Like
wine. Okay. With an M.
Donde
with an M before the A, E, I, O, U, what would it sound like? Keep going.
Ma, mi.
What?
Ma, me.
Me, muy bien, me.
Mi.
Now quicker.
Ma, me, mi, o, u.
Faster.
Ma, me, mi, o, u.
A little faster than that. Good. You see? With N.
N.
With N before.
La, ne, ni, lo, no.
Good. You see that?
La,
ne, what about with N? Nye.
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 Nye. Nye. Nye. Nye. Nye. Nye.
How you say little child?
Pequeño.
Niño.
Niño.
Niño. Niño. So, niño, that ñ, niño, you will say the ñ, like mañana, mañana. How does that sound with the ñ before? Mañana. Ña. Ña, ñe, ñ, ño, ño. You very seldom find words with ñ, with that. But just so you can get used to pronouncing always, every time you find a diphthong, whenever you get a consonant with the vowel, you're going to pronounce that. If you see P-A-P-A,
Papa.
Yes, you know.
Papa.
Papa. Why? Why Papa?
Why Papa?
Why you say Papa and no Papa?
Because there's no accent.
No accent on the last A. If he says Papa, then that will be different because it will have an accent on the last A, right? So if he says P-A, P-A, that's Papa. Is that equal to potato?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or what else? Or the Pope. Mm-hmm. It's written the same way, mm-hmm. Papa. But if you say Papa, now it's none of these. Now it's going to be Father. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. That little accent makes all the difference with the same word. Okay? So we have that. All right. Everybody got this page. This is a very important page. I need you to make sure for next week, including the front, okay, where you have the basic things. Everybody know I put the pronunciation there. Good morning, buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches. Hola, me llamo Juan. ¿Cómo está usted? Estoy bien, mucho gusto, adiós, hasta luego, estoy perdido, ¿dónde está el baño? Con permiso, or perdóname, por favor, gracias, lo siento, salud, de nada, ¿cuánto cuesta? ¿Cuánto está bien? ¿Cuánto cuesta? How much it costs? ¿Cuántos hay? How many are there? Hay muchos. ¿Quiere comprarlo usted? ¿Qué hora es? ¿Cómo se dice maybe en español? How do you say maybe in Spanish? Sí, no, yo no comprendo. Por favor, habla más despacio. ¿Quién? ¿Por qué? See that? So, you make sure that these few pages, I didn't want to give you much homework, but these few pages that you learn them for next week, all of those words, all of them, from the beginning to the end, every word, make a sentence with it. You can take maybe an hour and a half to do it. I got some of your work, I didn't want to give you too much work.